Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Omer Bichu Moshem Shem Nichoy Madiksev. What's the meaning of the pasuk? Ani Hashem Oyev Mishpat. I am Hashem Oyev Mishpat, who loves justice. Soina Gezel Ba'Oila, who hates Gezel Ba'Oila by Korban Oila. Right, so Rashi says that Ba'Oila is Shatim Avim, in all the oilas that you bring me, and his son is a Gezel, Shatim Gezel Moisam. If you steal the animals and bring them to me, I don't like it, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even though it's all mine, Kodesh Baruch Hu owns the whole world. So Reuven steals from Shimon. Shimon only has it because it belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what's the difference whether Reuven brings it and it belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Shimon brings it and it belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Even when Shimon had it, initially it belonged to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Still, Kodesh Baruch Hu says it belonged to Shimon. So if Reuven comes and steals it, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Soina Gezel Ba'ila. Right, so what's the meaning of this pasuk? So Gemara brings down a mashal amelal bas of adam. Shahaya oiva al beis ha-meches, that was going through like a toll road. Amar la'avodov, so the melech told the servants, to nu meches le'moichsim, give the tax to the taxman, yeah, pay the toll. Amar loy, so they said to the king, ba'aloy kol ha-meches kol lo shalchahu, all the tax is yours. So you're taking from your right pocket and you're putting it in your left pocket. What are you doing? All the people that are traveling will learn from me. They won't avoid paying the tax. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also said, Ani Hashem, Soina Gezel Ba'Oila, hate Gezel, my carbon oila. Mena Yomudu Banai, my children, will learn from me. Yavricha Atzma Mena Gezel, that distance themselves from Gezel. It menami. It menami. We learned as well. So what's the it menami going on? So Rashi says, it menami. We learned that the reason of our mission of that gezel on Yom Tov Sheni is also is because of mitzvah baba avera. So we learned this as well. Amar Avami, Avami said, Yovesh, if the lulav is dried out. It's possible, because there's no hodo. Lacks in hodo if it's yavish. And gazel is possible, shum to have the mitzvah baba veiro. So you can see, second day yontu sheni, gazel is no good because it's a mitzvah baba veiro. Pligud Reb Yitzchok, they argue on Reb Yitzchok. Reb Yitzchok argues on this. Reb Yitzchok doesn't hold the mitzvah baba veiro by yontu sheni. The Omer Reb Yitzchok, manachmeini, Amar Shmuel, Yitzchok ben Nachmani said in the name of Shmuel, Lo Yishana Ali Beyond Division. This, that you say you're not allowed to use a gazel, you can't use a lulav a gazel, it's only Beyond Division. Abba Beyond Sheni, Toich, Shoy Yitzchok B'Shol, since Yitzchok with a shoal, with a borrowed lulav, Yitzchok Nami B'Gazel, you also Yitzchok with a stolen lulav, right? So Yitzchok holds, if it's like Ben Achmeni holds, that you're allowed to use a stolen lulav on Yom Tov Sheni. Right, it says Tosfos, you're allowed to use a Yom Tov, B'Torah Sheyotze B'Shol Yotze B'Gozel, the last Tosfos, you can use a stolen lulav on Yom Tov Sheni. It says Tosfos, Hacha Dafka Shum D'Rabbanon, Dafka Yom Tov Sheni, which is a D'Rabbanon, right, well, the rest of Sukkot, only the first day is a D'Raisa of Lekachta Mechem B'Yom Rishon, but the rest of the days, all drabonon. Right, so dafka drabonon lechayish a mitzvah baba avera. Rav Yitzchok ben Nachmani is not concerned with mitzvah baba avera. Dafka on Yom Tov Sheni. But, because it's a drabonon. On drabonon is not makar. Avada daraisa, Rav Yitzchok will hold that there's issa of mitzvah baba avera. Right, so what, why is that? What's the machlokes between Rav Yitzchok ben Nachmani and others? Whether you say a drabonon a mitzvah baba avera. So the machlokes is, what is mitzvah baba avera? Is that itself a daraisa or only drabonon? So Yitzchok ben Nachmani holds that a mitzvah baba avera is only isim drabonon. Right? And on a mitzvah drabonon, to say that there'll be a problem of mitzvah baba avera, which that in itself is only drabonon, that would be two drabonons. Right? With two drabonons we don't say. Avada on a daraisa, he would agree that there's an issa of mitzvah baba avera. Right. Oh, so. Okay, that's the first thing with Ribitzel.
Can you talk about mitzvah, Baba Beru, with the rice and mitzvah?
It would be also. It would be also because mitzvah Baba Beru. Over here is a drabonos, by two drabonos. No, that's right. Mitzvah Baba, he holds it. Mitzvah Baba Beru is a drabonon. Right? And it'd be, it's a drabonon owned by Mr. Daraisa, but a drabonon, on a drabonon, that we don't say. It's trade drabonon, layaminon. So he holds that, that's the first thing. And the second thing he holds is the svara, that nichele le inish, the mevid le mitzvah b'memeine. Right? We have that concept that a person is okay if somebody does a mitzvah with his money. So if a person leaves his talis or tefillin out, right, the person can come and use someone else's tefillin. Because, so he says over here by lulav, somebody leaves his lulav and shul, someone else can come and use it on Yom Tov Sheni, or the rest of the Chol HaMoed, right, because of nichalei le'inish le'mevin mitzvah b'mayneh, shaynis m'tech sheyotze b'shol, yotze nami pe'gozol. You can apply in a way a little bit that svara of nichalei l'inish l'meir b'nitz b'mameinei. A person has a little stolen, he says, look, if another yid stole it, at least he's doing a mitzvah with it. It's not completely gone, it's not gone in the rubbish. It's a mosiv of Nachum Bayitzchok. Nachum Bayitzchok as a kasher. Lulav ha-gozol v'yovesh posel. Says, lulav ha-gozol v'yovesh, and our Mishnah says, that a stolen lulav and a dried out lulav is no good, it's possible. Or sha'ol, it's kosher. But if it's a borrowed lulav, it'll be kosher. Right, so make a deal. For some reason, our Mishnah missed out the word sha'ol. It only said the lulav ha'gozol is no good. So you can be medayik, that if it would be a borrowed lulav, then it'd be okay. Now, Amos, which day is our Mishnah talking about? Ilema b'yontav rishon. If you're talking about b'yontav rishon, aksiv lechem, says lekachtem lechem b'yom rishon. So it can't be talking about yontav rishon. Mishal lechem has to be yours. V'hai lav lididehu. So if it's borrowed, it's not yours. So when the Mishnah says lulav ha'gozol v'yovesh is possible, and we're making a deal kashol, if it's borrowed, it's going to be kosher. It cannot be talking about Yom Tov Rishon, right? Because by Yom Tov Rishon says lechem, so can't be borrowed. And the lav Yom Tov Sheni, so it must be that our Mishnah, when it says lulav ha'gozol v'yovesh is possible, and we can make the deal kosher, kosher, it's talking about Yom Tov Sheni. Bikatani gozol possible, and it says that a lulav which is stolen is possible. So it's a kasha on Rav Yitzchok bar Nachmeini, because Rav Yitzchok said that on Yom Tov Rishon, you're not allowed to use a stolen lulav, but Yom Tov Sheni, Metech Sheyotzu B'Shol, Yotzu B'Gozel. And here you see from our Mishnah, we just proved that our Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov Sheni, and yet it says that lulav HaGozel is possible. And according to Rav Yitzchok, a lulav HaGozel would be kosher. So the Gemara answers, Amarovom, Loilom B'Yom Tov Rishon. Bemis, our Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov Rishon. And Rashik says, and don't make that diuk that lulav ha'gozol is possible, ha sha'ol kosher. Don't say that. Rather, you say a stolen lulav is no good, and a koshkein, a borrowed one, is also no good. Right? And pshat in the Mishnah is as follows: v'lo mi boya kama. Right? There's a certain style which is called a lo mi boya. It's not necessary. Some things are just not necessary to say. Right? And this is pshat in the Mishnah: lo mi boya sha'ol. The Mishnah did not need to say sha'ol, that a borrowed lulav on the first day of Sukkot is no good. Because it's poshut, it's so straightforward, that a borrowed lulav is no good on the first day, the lav di dehu. It's not yours. And the pasuk says clearly, v'lekachtem lechem v'yem rishon. So it has to be yours on the first day. Of course, you cannot use a borrowed lulav. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chiddush is gozel. Ava gozel, someone steals a lulav, then already it's a little bit more yours. Why? Emo, stam gazela, yish bailimu. A stam gazela, there's yish bailim. Right, the bailim give up hope. Right, and the bailim give up hope. It's like they're being mafkarits. Right, there's one way to learn that the pshat in yish is that it works midin hefka, that the Rashi's and Eilu Metzias, which are meduyik, that the way Yirsh works is, it's midin hefka, the person gives up hope. So he says, I'm giving up my bailus. I'm never going to see this again. It's not mine anymore. It's like hefka already. It's of course the Ganav now who stole it. It's in his Rosh's eye. So if you make it hefka, he's kaina it. And Rashi says that happens straight away. You say that Stam Gazeli Yish Bailam says Rashi Miyad straight away. Afagav de Leshemina de Miyayish. Even though you don't hear that he's Miyayish, right, still there's Yish Bailam straight away. Why? Rashi says because if somebody comes over to you and grabs your lulav out of your hands, there's nothing you can do. The fellow's stronger than you. He went, knocked you out, grabbed the lulav, and he's walked off with it. You're standing there helpless. So it's like you've given up hope already. So even though we didn't hear the person being Miyayish, right, but the Metzias is, the facts tell us that there is Yish over here. He can't get his lulav back. So therefore, if the owner is Miyayish, he's being mafkirit, if that's the case, k'didei domi, it's as if it belongs to the Ganav now, and therefore, if it should be Yaitza with that lulav, k'mash malon, chiddush is that until we hear that is miyayish, then he cannot use it. Why? So Rashi says, because enechanami, just right now, at this moment, the gazlin is a stronger, he's come and he's grabbed it out of me, tomorrow the bezdin will be open, I'll take him to a bezdin. And the bezdin will already come and sort it out. So who says he's being miyayish? So who says there is yish? So therefore, you cannot use the stolen lulav. But comes out chiddush, that if you take a herd, that the Bailim were Miyayish. Yeah, so then the Gazlan is kainer with Yirsh, and the Lulav HaGozel would be kosher even on first day Yom Tov, as Lachem, Yitaka have Lachem. Right, it could be that Otaka, you wouldn't be allowed to use it because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Right, but that's already a separate Cheshmer. Mitzvah Baba Avera, Otaka be also. But as the gozel, as lechem, or taka bi lechem, but there'll be another problem, mitzvah baba avera.
Either way, you won't be allowed to use it.
Yeah. Either way, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, right, that you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to use it straight away.
He's given up, still not allowed to use it.
Once he's doing it, once he uses it. Okay, in the last 2 minutes, let's go to Bitzchok. He holds that Mitzvah Baba Veir is only a Drabonon. So, come in with the Raisa, who be Yeses Mitzvah. Aslachem. Yeah. It was. Amla Ravuna said, Lahani Avankiri. To these merchants, right? Vankri is like a peddler, says Rashi. He sells all different things, needles and the love and whatever he has, whatever he can buy and sell. Right? It's a little merchant, a little peddler. And they used to sell hadassim. So Rav Huna advised these peddlers, Kizvenisu asam akum, buy hadassim from the goyim. Right? So they had these orchards with the hadassim growing. You shouldn't cut it yourself. The goyim should go and cut it. And they should give it to you. My timer. What's the reason? Stam goyim, they steal land. Now if you look in Rashi, just before you turn over, Rashi puts in one extra word in the Gemara over here. Rashi says, Stam Akum goes le Atum mi Yisrael Ninu. They steal land from Yidden. And again, Rashi says when he's Mefarashut, Veshema Oisek Akum Yisrael Havetz from Yisrael. So the Gemara, and the way you normally learn, Stam Akum goes le Atum Ninu. They're stealing land. Who? From anyone, from Goyim or Yidden. Rashi puts in the word Yisrael. And the Taz says that this halacha Rav Huna was saying was dafka in the land where Rav Huna, in the area, in the neighborhood where Rav Huna lived, right, where those taka, originally the land taka belonged to the Yidden, and there was a lot of cases where the Goyim came and grabbed the land away. Right, so dafka was Rav Huna who was saying this, don't go and cut it yourself, right, because the land belongs to the Yidden. The Goyim went and grabbed the land away, and the karka, top of Lamed Amud Beis, the karka enyan exelis. You cannot steal karka, right? Because whatever it is, see, if somebody comes and he steals your watch, he takes your watch, he runs off with it, you might not see it again. Land, it stays where it is. It's always becheskes baila. I might not have access to it, but the land is there and it's mine. Right? And therefore, if somebody comes now and what's growing on the land is also mine. Right? Now, when is the maisa gzela if somebody cuts those hadasim which are growing on my land which I don't have access to? When you cut them. So the maisa, the cutting it, the pruning the tree, the cutting of that hadasim is the maisa gzela. Right? And therefore, he said to the merchants, you don't cut it because you shouldn't be the gazlonim. Let the goyim who are selling it to you, let them cut it. Now you have yish in the hands of the goyim. Right? So the yish is there in their hands. Right? Then you go and take it. You have yish and shinu rishus. Right? And now you can go and sell it. No problem.
How can you take from them if you know they've stolen it?
Oh, so it's a suffix zayla. Right? If you taka know for sure that they stole it, maybe taka would be a problem. It's a Suffolk Zayla. Did they steal it or not? And a Suffolk Zayla, you don't have to be that concerned. Right? So therefore, Hilkos says the Gemara, looks a new in you, let them go. Okay, stomach goes taka is stealing it, but the mice, it's only a Suffolk, so you can go and buy it. So the first one say. Hilkos looks a new in you, let them go and cut it. Kehecha del have yush bailim bi yidayu didu. Let there be yish by them in their hands, v'shinu v'shus b'yadaychu, and then it would be, okay, so Mar says, soif, ki gozu avankri, when the goyim go, and when the merchants cut it, lav yish by them b'didu, it's yish by them in their hands, v'shinu v'shus b'yadam, v'shinu v'shus, when we buy it, the buyers buy it, Mar says, let'sichu b'shana davankri gufayu, talking about when they're cutting it and they want to use it for themselves, so since they want to use it for themselves, you won't have shinu shus. So therefore, let the goyim cut it. So you have yish by them in the hands of the goyim, shinu shus, when it comes to the hands of the merchants, and then they themselves can go ahead and use it.